Hi guys, it's Kara, host of Everyone's Business But Mine. And let's be real, one thing that makes the show possible is by selling sponsorships to advertisers. One way you can support us in getting more sponsors is by telling us a little bit more about yourself. You can do that by filling out a quick survey at the link in the show description. Plus, your answers are anonymous. They'll help us learn what you love most about the show and how to make it even better. The questions will ask you about the things that help advertisers understand the audience. It'll only take a few minutes, and it's an easy way to help the show. So you can find the link in the show description. Thank you so much, and stay tuned for the rest of the show.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
I feel like Danielle is like foaming at the mouth to say anything about Carl and Lindsay, but she can't because she knows what happened to her last year. So she's like, who can I pick apart now? Who's around? And here I am.
She's very passionate about her opinion, and her opinion is the only opinion.
Please call Lindsay and get her back here to take her friend. We made a mistake. We don't want her anymore.
Hi, guys. I'm okay. My voice is back. I don't know what happened, y'all, with the Valley recap. So it slowed down, and I'm like, I'm not built for this. This is a little bit out of my pay grade. It actually sounded worse. I was just touching buttons. I don't know. I managed to get it to sound like a little bit better. I mean, it was giving Luann on like a dark, dark and stormy evening, but we're back. I think. Hi, we're talking Summer House today. And I gotta say that I think this may have been my favorite episode of the season. We got to mix it up. Like we had, a little bit. See, oh God, is it my voice? What's happening? A little bit of drama from Carl and Lindsay at the end. Just a taste of drama with Kyle and Amanda. A lot of cutie cuteness with West and Sierra. And more importantly, the girls are out. We're fighting. We're scrapping. Okay? And I fucking love to see it, I have to say. I love to see it. I was like, okay, hello. Can I get a hell yeah, an extra one for Gabby for actually having a storyline? Finally, what are we, 9 episodes in this season? I'm like, what are we doing? Is Gabby only going to serve as Lindsay's surrogate because Danielle has decided to, like, stay 6 feet from her opinions on this relationship? What's going on? Also, she's doing the surrogacy thing in the after show. And it's been bugging me because I'm like, I know we had good stuff with our girl last season, and I'm not understanding why she's, to quote Tamar Braxton, doo-wop pop popping, playing background singer to Lindsay. Like, we don't need this. Can we get her out of the bedroom and like into the fire? And finally, we did. And I was so, so grateful to see it. So let's talk about that. West is driving Sierra and Paige to the Hamptons, and I'm kind of like loving this trio. Although, I mean, let's just cut the bullshit right now, okay? Because I'm not an avid and regular Watch What Happens Live viewer, but I watched the first few minutes of last night's episode with Sierra and Tyler Cameron, who I'm fighting it. But I'm starting to feel like Tyler Cameron might be, like, a little baby girl? Like a little bit, like, is he the Jacob Elordi of his, of Bachelor Nation? Because it's kind of giving. Like, he's tall. He's, like, a little too handsome to be real. But he's, like, also very charismatic in a way that's, like, okay, all of this together is annoying, but, like, I'll have more of it, please. You know? It's giving. It's giving. I don't want to talk about it. But anyway, even in the first couple of minutes that I caught, I think Andy let it slip that Wes and Sierra are very much not together because he asks Tyler, like, oh, are you single? And he says, like, oh, something, like, he almost says, I want to set you up with Sierra, and then he catches himself. And then I honestly think that the people in the control room were like, Andy, fix it. And fix it right now. And he was like, oh, no, I just meant, like, you know, I didn't know if Tyler was single and, like, you know, if, and, like, we don't know what's going on with you and Wes, Sierra. Like, we're going to have to see your journey. And, like, maybe, I don't know. Like, he really tried to clean it up. I think, did y'all see, notice that as well? So it's giving. I don't think these two are together. I think, once again, 3 out of 3, I'm right. And that they probably, like, they obviously made it out of the summer house because she went to visit his family. I don't think I'm thinking October, maybe November. I don't think they were giving each other Christmas presents. I can tell you that right now. And I gotta say, for me, I'm fine to watch the journey if it doesn't, you know, lead us to a happily ever after. That's perfectly fine. I don't need to be, like, you know, breadcrumbed. I don't need you guys to keep this a secret from me. Like, I'm totally fine. At this point, it's pretty obvious. I'm cool. I'm happy to watch them be cuties in the moment, okay? And we're gonna do it. So let's get into the episode. So Wes is like, he's talking about the wedding that he went to, and he's like, you know what? The most important thing actually is, Paige, did Sierra say anything about me and missing me while I was gone? And Paige says, actually, she did. She did on Friday. And then Sierra was like, oh, I'm like, I didn't even get into the weekend before I said I missed this kid. And he's like, you know what? That's beautiful. Gabby and Danielle, they're driving together. They're hyped to be back in the house because we've been missing them, right? And Danielle tells her, you gotta get excited, girl. You're my wingwoman this weekend. And Gabby says, okay, but can someone do what I do for others? For me? Like, isn't that in the Bible? Yes, ma'am, it is. Maybe? I don't know. Danielle says, you've never done that for me. But Gabby says, yeah, it's because you're taking care of yourself, though. And Danielle's like, yeah, that's true. So, back to the other car. Sierra's telling Paige and West, I signed my contract on Wednesday. It's a 2-year modeling contract. Hopefully I'll be going overseas and working and traveling, all that stuff. Wes gives an update on his job. He works at Complex. He got the job. Congratulations. Okay. He was like, I mean, honestly, this is very, we love Wes, but it was like very white man. Like, I had a very cushy job and I thought that I would hop right into another one. That didn't happen. It took me, I don't know, it seems like maybe a couple months for him to hop into a very cushy job. Congratulations. But, like, we got to move on, you know? We got other stuff to talk about. Gabby says in a confessional, I have my job. My parents moved away to the great state of Texas, which is disrespectful. So I had to go see them. Now I'm back and I'm ready to get into some mess. Also, her sister got a boyfriend, so the block is hot for her. Her dad's like, what's going on with you? Who are you dating? And she says, I get 6 years is a long time, but I'm doing it at my own pace. So Gabby and Danielle show up first, and when they open up the fridge, Gabby's like, ooh, something funky is in there. Danielle says, honestly, not my department. You know what it is? Pulls out that Hampton water, and Gabby's like, let's just go with what we know, right? And then they clink glasses, cheers to being flirty hoes. Carl and Lindsay show up, and Carl's like, you know, does anybody need to help them with the bags? Every girl, it's like 5 girls are like, yeah, obviously. Obviously. So we're catching up for the week in the kitchen, right? And Gabby's like, oh, Danielle had an exciting night. And Danielle goes, you guys, I don't kiss and tell. I had sex. So we go down the list of questions, right? Paige, okay, did you meet them dating app or in person? Dating app. Sierra, was it at a restaurant? Was it at a bar? Danielle goes, it was at my apartment. I'm going to need Danielle to have like an ounce of stranger danger. Ma'am, you are on a television show and you have been for years. And I know that maybe you think that like dudes don't watch Summer House and like maybe it's cool for you. Don't think that. Don't get too cute. They're out here punching bitches in the street. They don't care. They don't care about us. Be careful, babe. Be careful. And then Wes gets down to the real questions. Where did he come? And everybody laughs, but it's like, I mean, if we're going to ask the question, let's answer it. Anyway, so they say that Jesse's got a work thing this weekend, but I saw a video of him fully partying when they were out in the club later this episode. So I'm not really sure what's going on. Maybe it was just too many bed bugs in that house and we had to kick one out. What? 10 in the bed and the other one said roll over. All rolled over and one came out. Is that what happened? I don't know. Jesse was there, but he wasn't there. So we're not going to talk about him. Lindsay goes into Danielle's room for fashion advice. And she's like, you know, Carl and I are good. But then she kind of admits that literally right after they left the summer house, she dropped him off at the airport. He went to Ohio to do golfing. And how great it was. She was like, ugh, kicking back, relaxing, all cool. Right? In a confessional, Lindsay says the first couple weeks were rocky, but the last couple weeks have been pretty great. They were able to take some time and space, and it's been like a hell yeah situation. So Danielle goes, so you missed them? And Lindsay goes, yeah, like it made me enjoy not seeing him. I'm just like, no, you know, I don't know if that's I missed you. Just like I got a breather, and I was very grateful for that. So Lindsay asked Danielle, what about this guy that you saw on the dating app that you fucked? Would you see him again? She's like, I would do the exact same thing again, you know? But then she tells Lindsay, I was talking to my therapist and I feel like I'm kind of warming up to the idea of going on dates, but it's not at the forefront of my mind. Like, I love the hustle that I'm in. I don't want to go into distraction mode, and not for nothing. Like, the couples in the house, you included, isn't really making me want to run towards companionship anytime soon. Like, I'm good. So Lindsay goes, okay, well, everyone has their own journey. And Danielle says, I feel like I'm back, baby, which is also kind of scary for everyone in my path. And it's like, yeah, girl, we saw Winter House. As we're getting ready to go out, we check in with the couples. Carl and Lindsay are babing out in the room, like, babe, I don't know if I look good. You look good, babe. Like, you look so great, babe. I don't know, babe. Babe. Sarah and Wes are playing that game where you do like 1, 2, 3 and you try to do the same word at the same time, like wavelength shit. They're just giggling away, okay? Amanda and Kyle are in their room, and Amanda tells us that after they went to therapy, things feel so much better. And honestly, she says, I think Kyle and I, like, we've made strides with each other. We have to be in the middle. We're both kind of hard-headed. We're just gonna have to be working on letting things go and focus on enjoying each other instead of just being bitter all the time. It's like, yeah, sure. I mean, I'm glad you know that, girl, because it's giving.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
They're leaving. Kyle's like, I just need to slam a fork full of salmon with some honey Dijon before we go out. It's a classic night out in the summer house. Carl has got his tightest, whitest jeans that you would ever imagine on. Kyle's getting his nipple tweaked by a random hand. I'm guessing it's Amanda. Who's to say? Wes is talking to Gabby, and he's like, what's going on with you, girl? Are you on the prowl? Are you just vibing? And Gabby's like, I'm actually vibing this time, because unlike the other times we've been going out this summer, there are actually people our age. So he's like, okay, let's find somebody. Cheers to Gabby hooking up with somebody she's never met. Cheers to Gabby pulling Jesse. Paige and Amanda notice Sierra flirting with Wes, and they're like, oh my God, like, she's down bad. She really likes him. And Sierra can hear them. And she's like, how are you guys going to talk about me right in front of me? Meanwhile, Lindsay's talking about Sierra not so close in front of her to Wes. Like, how are you feeling about her? And he says that they've been hanging out a lot. It's cute, but obviously she's a bit of a slow burner. And so Lindsay asks him, do you think, like, do you see this going past this summer? And he's like, yeah. He's like, well, what's that hesitation? And he says, well, she just signed her modeling contract. And, you know, like, the late relationships in her life right now would have to take a different shape because she's going to be traveling overseas. And, like, I'm just going to let summer happen and maybe we'll see after that. Elsewhere in the club, Danielle's on the prowl for herself and Gabby. She's asking around, right? But then, great scene. Kyle, Paige, and Danielle go to, like, have a drink. It's the way they're at is like a club. It's like an outdoor kind of club and like an indoor big bar situation. So they go indoors. And I'm loving this trio. Like, I feel like we haven't really seen them together, but honestly, these are our biggest players. It's bringing, like, earth, wind, and fire together. In very different ways are they giving, but nevertheless, they give. Kyle's just doing a doll check-in, right? Like, the vibes in the house have been pretty good. We feel like we're in a good place. But he's not going to lie, I would love to have Craig be in the house more often. And Paige is like, oh, you know what? Me too. Like, I love him. He's my friend. Danielle looks at her crazy and is like, your friend? Is it just your friend? And Paige is like, no, like, I love him, but I think of him as my best friend. So I'm like, oh, like, I can't wait to tell him that. So Kyle says, cool. Like, the only thing I worry about is that when he was up here 2 weeks ago, and again, like, why are we acting like this is the end of the world? Danielle hasn't even been here in 2 weeks. So, like, man, I really feel like you guys are, something's happening. You haven't seen each other. He hasn't been to this house in 2 weekends. Like, okay. But then Kyle tells him, like, I just feel like this was the first time in y'all's relationship where I picked up on some uncertainty. So he's just like, dude, I'm not like, we have to get engaged because I don't know if that's what Paige wants. Like, don't you feel like you're stringing him along? And Paige says, I don't at all because I know I'm going to marry him. But I also know that it's going to be on my terms. And if not, that's not okay, then okay, well, that's not okay for you. So Danielle says, well, it's because you have his balls on a fucking mantle. And Kyle, during this whole thing, is looking at them, mostly Danielle, like, oh, where did you come from? Where did you go? Where'd you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? So Danielle's like, there's something holding you back, Paige. I just don't know what it is. I'm going to keep it real with you. I think you're giving him nothing. Like, do you actually think this is a forever guy? Are you this badass bitch that's doing her own thing and he's, like, really good for right now? So Paige says, no, I don't feel like that, but I'm not the type of girl who's going to be holding your hand, reassuring you. I'm your girl. Like, you got to be secure. And Danielle says, but I think that's what he wants, though. And Paige says, right, but I'm not that. Now, I will say what I did see of the after show was Paige responding to this moment. And she was like, listen, had Sierra said this to me, like, you're giving him nothing, I would have listened to her because she knows our relationship. But I think that Danielle's only interacted with Craig, like, 2 times, so who are you and what do you know? And if you guys want to see a little funny moment, literally right after Paige says, I'm not that, you have to see, like, the room is set up in a way that they're, like, glass windows. So you can see outside to the club, and Carl's got what I'm assuming are Lindsay's ankles in his hands, and he's just, like, moving them back and forth. And it's very fun to watch. So Paige says in a confessional, Danielle stands on a moral high ground that she can tell everybody when they're making the wrong decisions or acting poorly. But when you even turn the mirror on her, she does a little running motion. Where'd you go? Runs right away. I've watched her do it to every single girl that I've lived with. Then Gabby and Amanda go up to those windows and Amanda pops a titty out. So Kyle's like, oh my God, grab her stuff. Let's go, please. Paige goes, she showed her tit, and then she turns around to see if the rest of the bar looked, and judging by the reactions, at least 2 people did. And God bless them. I wish I was one of the 2, honestly. As heterosexual as I am, like, truly, take them out, girl, respectfully. Take them out, let us see them. Then they go back home. Gabby's wasted. She does, like, a running somersault right over the couch and onto the floor. And the next thing we know, they're in the kitchen all hanging out. And how does she manage to fall off a stool? Y'all, no shade, Gabby, but, like, those look like one of the safest possible stools. It had a good, sturdy, square base, a nice seat. How did you fall off of that? I don't know. In the midst of this, Kyle has procured another mullet. He's got a wig on. I guess the real one wasn't enough. But he picks up Gabby and is like, Gabby, you make sitting look hard. Clearly, everybody has had a very great night, even Amanda. But she does tell Kyle, this is the last night that you're ever going to be able to be allowed up this way, Kyle. Oh, Kyle. Y'all, the way Kyle had to walk, like, sideways and backwards so the camera couldn't see his penis walking to the bed really took me out. He tells us in a confessional, Amanda going hard at the club tonight was clearly for me, but it also reminded me of what it was like when we were operating as a team. And then immediately he goes into the bed and tries to cuddle with her, and she pushes him off and is like, please don't breathe on me like that. After that, it does seem like maybe West tries to stick it in Sierra or something like that. And she goes, oh, you tried it. And he goes, my fault. I'll do better. And this might sound weird and predatory, but honestly, it seemed very lighthearted. We're going to move on. Everybody wakes up super hungover, right? Gabby's telling everybody, y'all, I really thought I did something because I got a number on my phone last night, but Amanda looked at his Instagram and I think he might be gay. And I thought, you know what? That does make sense. Me. Danielle says she got a couple of numbers and she says, should I invite the guys to our outer space party? Our first night party in summer house history. Lindsay tells everybody, I got a guy coming for... honestly, whoever wants them. Danielle says in a confessional, I'm a Capricorn, so I'm very action-oriented, so my eye is on that prize. May the best single lady win. Or the most... I was going to say thirsty, but I shouldn't. So Wes is like, oh, who is it? And Lindsay's like, oh, it's Balloon Guy from last week. And Wes goes, oh, yeah, like, I think Balloon Guy was pretty hot. So Lindsay says in a confessional, Balloon Guy Joe... listen, I'm taken. I've got a ring on my finger. He's not for me, but I spotted him last weekend when he was doing balloons for the party. So, you know what? Next thing we know, we get the balloons and, you know, so he shows up again. Is this our end game? I think it might be. I'm going to put it out there for Hub House. I think Balloon Guy Joe might be for you. Like, you found him and... you know, you weren't in the right place. Like, this is your story. You want this love story where, like, maybe you weren't in the right place with this guy, but then you guys came back together when you were, and it wasn't with Carl. I think it might be with Balloon Guy Joe. After that, West, Paige, and Amanda go to hang out by the pool, and West is wearing this crocheted, hippie, limited to era, flower power kind of hat. It's so West. I have nothing to say. I have no notes. Like, it does look like something that Junie B. Jones would wear if she were a real person. But it also makes perfect sense on him. Like, I love it. But he starts fishing, right? He's asking Paige and Amanda, when you guys were single, would you be the type who would sleep with somebody on the first date? And Paige says, you know, second or third, maybe. And Amanda says, yeah, you got to at least like work for it. You got to ask me out at least one more time before I'm going to let you stick it in this juice box. And Paige looks at her and goes, Jesus Christ. And Amanda goes, I don't know why I said that. So Paige goes, why do you ask, West? And he's like, well, I'm on weekend six. And when Amanda asked him, well, how many dates have you and Sierra gone on? He says two, which to me, I'm like, well, the math ain't mathin'. Like, okay, y'all are kicking it during the week and you're making out and, like, going to each other's apartments, I guess. So you're not going out. So why are you expecting to fuck her? Two dates in 6 weeks, but y'all have been kicking it and doing, like, some sometimey shit. Like, when was the second date? That's when I would like to know. Like, you gotta at least ask her on a third. If it's been, like, a month since date two, then I've got questions, West. So Paige tells him, that's not really crazy, but are you nervous that you're, like, getting in the friend zone? He says, not really, but by now I probably would have sealed the deal, right? And he says, obviously we're more than friends, but after so long, does it be like, is there a reason for this? Like, she told me that she's never dated anybody younger than 35 or something, so not only am I 7 years younger, I also don't have a job. And then he kind of sits there at the confessional, and he just, like, does a little peace sign tongue stick out moment. Like, I heard it. I know how that sounds. So he goes, that's in the back of my mind for sure. So he tells Paige and Amanda, I'm definitely following her lead, but I feel like it's maybe now going to be like a big deal because we waited all this time. And Amanda says, yeah, like maybe you just want to get out of the way. And Paige goes, yeah, just say you want to have sex with Sierra, duh. And it was like, yeah, we all do. Elsewhere, Danielle and Carl are having a nice little conversation. I'm like, I don't know, I'm kind of liking the chemistry between them. Maybe these two chuckleheads need to get together. Is that a bad idea? It's definitely a bad idea. But anyway, they sit down together. But maybe I feel like I'm maybe getting stunted because this is like the most healthy relationship most healthy conversation we've seen Carl have with a woman this season. So maybe that's winding me a little bit. But they're talking and he's like, you know, I'm glad that we're all in a better place. I'm glad you're in a better place with Lindsay. Like, I'm so happy that you're coming to the wedding. That isn't happening. Just know that I love you and I really want nothing but the best for you. So, like, I'm really feeling the love this summer. And Danielle tells him, I was watching you at the club last night. You were having such a fun time. I feel like last summer you weren't allowing yourself to just, like, let your hair down, get your white pants on. But now you seem happy. And, like, you kind of realize you don't have to be drinking to have the best time with us. And Carl's like, yeah, no, I don't. I will say, though, shout out to Jesse Solomon's TikTok. He revealed in a little house tour video that there was some Loverboy THC cans. And I want to go to their Kyle. When is that dropping? Let a girl know. Anyway, he tells Danielle that he's been thinking over the past week and a half about making something work with Loverboy, like with the non-alcoholic stuff. And he says, Kyle's a little key speak. Kyle's low-key trying to be getting me back. Whatever. We're just going to go with it. He's been trying to get me back. There we go. Danielle says, well, that's about the best form of an olive branch I've ever seen. Carl tells him that the big thing for Kyle was finding a place for him where he was happy or energized. 7 months away was probably the best thing for him. But he says, if I want to do something, we really need to, like, sit down and figure it out. So Danielle says, great. Like, she's been encouraging this whole time. Have you talked to Lindsay about it? And he goes, honestly, no. Uh-oh. Carl says in a confessional, I'm very gun shy about telling Lindsay about any kind of career opportunity. Flashback to this conversation about the non-alcoholic sports bar where Lindsay was like, absolutely not. Which I think all of America agrees. We're kind of on your side with that one, Lindsay. And so, but he says, I almost have to think about it so hard before I tell her to kind of prepare myself for what she's going to ask back. Like, his relationship is Shark Tank. He's like, you know what? For a 5% buy-in, I think that maybe I can get a part-time job with Loverboy. And maybe we could have sex sometimes and like each other. How about that? So he also says that it's especially bad when it comes to Loverboy because working there was such a huge stress for their relationship. And this is where I have to hop on the SS Hubhouse and put my captain's hat on because I really don't know if that's fair to say. I think the issue with him working at Loverboy was that she had issues with Kyle and Amanda and was like, this is awkward for me and I don't know if our relationship is going to work under these types of conditions. But also, Carl was not communicating with Kyle. He was not, and I said, he absolutely should have settled whatever issues he had with Kyle before walking into that house last season and then making Kyle be like, hey, guy, can you let me know if you want to have a job or not? And also what you're doing? Like, that should never have happened. Yeah, so I'm on Lindsay's side with that. Like, I don't know if it's fair to be like, it's all her fault that, you know, my job at Loverboy was a stressful part for me last summer. Carl says making himself happy and getting Lindsay's approval can be really challenging. But he tells Danielle, I wonder what she would think about it overall. And Danielle says, I wonder too. Then they all have to start decorating, right? But Amanda and Paige are like, oh, we're so tired. They try to hide in bed so that nobody can see them, like comforter over their body, pillows over their heads. But you can very obviously see their legs. They clearly didn't consider that. Sierra comes in. She doesn't even give a shit that they're trying to hide, right? And Paige is like, why are you hiding out in Paige's room by yourself, Sierra? Like, we hear you, girl. And we see you, too. Wes is in his room putting on this one-piece alien costume. So he goes to sneak into Paige's room. Because Paige has this entryway where if they're in the bed, which obviously they are, they can't see people come in until they walk far enough in. So Wes is on his hands and knees. God bless the cameraman from the back who got him face down ass up in that onesie. But they're fully talking about West. And they cannot see him. They're telling Sierra, West was talking to us about, like, you know, crying basically about how you don't want to have sex with him. And Sierra's like, oh, shut the fuck up. So West is like crouched down, doing like the shh face to the camera so that they don't give him away. And then finally he runs out. You can tell that they honestly did not see him, right? So he busts in right as Amanda's like, oh, Wes was asking if we used to have sex on the first date when we were single. And Sierra's like, okay, Wes, like, now you gotta go because they're actually gonna tell me all the shit you were saying when I was not there. So when he walks away, Paige is like, oh, what else did he say? Oh, just that he really wants to have sex with you. So Sierra says, I don't know what he's looking for. Like, what are we doing here? Are we just making out on the weekends and during the week? And then she says in a confessional, I wish I was the type of person that could have sex with anybody and not give a fuck. My hand is raised. But I think sex is an intimate thing and people are much quicker to be vulnerable in that way. And they won't even be emotionally vulnerable. Like, I'm not hopping around into bed with somebody unless you can tell me how you feel about me. Like, sorry, I can't do it. Actually, I'm not fucking sorry. So Amanda says, I think he just wants you, but like he just gets in his head about shit. And Sierra tells him, I'm not pressed to move faster than I want to. You have no entitlement to me or my body whatsoever. And it's a matter of when I'm ready. And if that's something you can't deal with, then you got to figure it out. And Amanda's like, yeah, he can literally go fuck himself. Now, this is what I've been like going back and forth in my mind about. So like where, okay, if Sierra's saying, I don't know where we stand. I don't know what he wants from me out of a relationship. Where does that lie if he, say, were to hook up with somebody else? Like, I know that I would feel some type of way about it, but I also know that, like, my legs would have been spread, like, 3 weeks ago, you know? Let's be real. But, I, like, do you guys think that, like, if Wes were to hook up with somebody that Sierra would be like, oh, fuck you, I'm just gonna call it? Or is it, like, does she have any sort of ownership or whatever word you want to put on it now? Like fidelity. Does he owe her fidelity while they try to figure this out and they're doing kissy faces on the weekends and the weekdays? Or is he good to go? I don't know. Like if Wes were to tell her, hey, I like you. I definitely want to see where this is going. I, you know, want to keep it pushing. But I do have somebody who I hook up with. And I know I'm not going to go anywhere with that person emotionally. And she knows it too. Like, it's a perfectly just friends with benefits relationship. Like, would that be a problem? Or, like, I don't know. Like, I'm a quadruple Pisces. So I know that I'm not to be trusted with this sort of answer. I don't know. Like, I know I'd be upset. I'd be pissed the fuck off. But again, I also, this wouldn't be an issue. But it's totally okay that Sierra doesn't want to do this. Make no mistake. I'm not criticizing her. I'm just saying we're two different girls, okay? Because this juice box wouldn't have even made it to lunch, girl. We would have opened it first period. So after that, Balloon Guy Joe shows up and Danielle, ready to mingle, right? She's got her tinfoil hat on, her cute little yellow bikini. But when Lindsay tries to get Gabby like, hey, come over, because he's on the other side of the backyard, Gabby is sitting over with Amanda and Paige with a tub of what I'm assuming is like 14 to 18 ounces of orzo. And Gabby's just like, I can't, and takes a bite of food. And again, I've understood Gabby on a deeper level than any of you can ever imagine. I can't do it. I can't. So Amanda goes, do you see him? And Gabby goes, no, he's hot. I just don't want him to see me the way that I look now. And she says in a confessional, yeah, Balloon Guy Joe is hot. He's got the backwards hat, the muscles, the tats, like he's blown up balloons. I'm assuming he uses condoms because they're made of the same materials. But I can't meet a man like this. Like, if we're going to tell people years from now about our first meeting, it's not going to be that I met him sweaty, exhausted, and setting up for a party, which is exactly what he's doing. But whatever. She says, I've seen the screenshots of me from high school that look better than what I look like right now. Like, and that's saying a lot because I had braces.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans.
Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
But again, I think Lindsay and Joe might be endgame. So, have your old fun, Danielle and Gabby, but I think we might be circling the block. Who's blowing Lindsay at this point? Who's blowing her up? Gassing her up. Where's Joe? So Danielle tells Lindsay, Joe's hot. I'm a looking and I'm a liking. And Lindsay's like, yeah, I brought him to live vicariously through you guys. You or Gabby, I don't care. Sierra comes out in another 10 out of 10 costume, sexy alien, silver Renaissance little leotard, and like the ugliest alien head you could ever imagine. Like, truly. Chris from last season shows up. Hi. Kyle's dressed like a conehead. The party gets started, and Sierra's manager, Derek, shows up. He introduces himself to West right away, and he tells West, I love Sierra. I adore her. If I wasn't gay, I would marry her myself. Just seems like she likes you. So what are your intentions? And he says, my intentions could not be purer. Derek tells West, you're good on paper. And West is like, I'm actually probably worse on paper, to be honest. Better off in real person, in real life. So Derek tells him, a lot of girls want to date her. Nope, a lot of guys want to date her. Apparently the girls do too. She's beautiful, but she hasn't been in a relationship for a super long time. I just want to make sure that your intentions are good. I'm not her father, but I feel like I've taken on that responsibility representing her. He's daddy, okay? He tells her she's doing so much. She signed with the agency. He's like, yeah, I know. Cheers. Like, he got out of that real quick. Like, I don't know what to say to you, Derek. I don't know what to tell you, sir. But respectfully, cheers. So Balloon Guy Joe shows back up. He's now dressed for the party. Like, he's not in a costume or anything. He's just not in his work clothes. Amanda and Paige are watching what's going on, right? Because even though Danielle's introducing him to Gabby, she's also swooping in and running off with him. So Lindsay shows up to where Danielle and Joe are hanging out, and she tries to give Danielle a high five. They decide, let's do a secret little handshake, right? But they basically do the Star Trek hands that they link together so it looks like they're scissoring each other. And Joe just looks at them and goes, whoa, scissoring it up, aren't we? Danielle goes, no, that was a non-intentional scissor moment. And he goes, no, it was very intentional. Like, I'm sorry, but you guys thought about that for a second and then you did it. And he was right. He was right. Then they do the scissor little handshake again, and Danielle goes, I kind of like it. And Joe goes, oh, can I get in there? So he puts his little scissor hand on top. So it's almost like an Eiffel Tower situation, you know? And Danielle goes, oh, that feels nice. And Lindsay goes, I'm going to eliminate myself. Why don't you guys just go scissor each other? And Joe goes, oh, yeah, that does sound nice. Meanwhile, Gabby's sitting with Paige and Amanda. The Orzo's nowhere to be found at this point, unfortunately. But Amanda asks, where's Danielle? And Gabby goes, oh, she's over there flirting with Balloon Guy. So Amanda goes, wait, why didn't you go talk to him? She goes, I did. And Amanda goes, what? So she's swooping in? Well, did we all decide that swooping in was the terminology? And Gabby says, yeah, she's swooping in. So Lindsay comes over to the girls and they're like, well, we're just talking to Gabby about Balloon Guy, but Danielle's all over him. So now Lindsay has gone into full football coach, like army, her ROTC training from high school came right out. Well, you need to swoop back in. God damn it, Gabby. Get up and swoop in. Let's go. Come on, my little crow. You're going to do great. And Gabby goes, I'm not even nervous about it, you guys. But then I really had to gag because Gabby reminds us in a confessional that she's not going to be competing with Danielle again. Because remember last summer it came out that Gabby's last boyfriend cheated on her with Danielle. They went to Coachella together and everything. God bless. I cannot believe that I forgot that bit of information. It gooped and gagged. So she says, I'm not going to let that happen again. You know, so even if I like a guy, it's probably going to seem like I don't, which might be a problem. So then Lindsay gets her up. She grabs her and takes her to Joe. And so she's ready. She's like asking Joe, do you want a shot? And he's like, yeah, I do. I wanted to ask you earlier, but I didn't want to seem pushy. So we remember that Danielle already invited these dudes over, some dudes that she met at the club that look like 19 or whatever. So she goes over to talk to them now that Gabby's swooped back in. So after that, that leaves our original two bedbugs, Amanda and Paige. They're sitting on their outside hive gossiping. And Paige says, I gotta be 100% honest. Last night when we were at the club, I went outside with Kyle and Danielle, and she kind of tried to grill the fuck out of me and said, Craig gives you everything, you give him nothing. And I just kind of let it go. But if we're looking on paper, you have no job, no boyfriend. I have a job and a boyfriend. So, like, I don't know what you're telling me that I should change in my life. When I tell y'all, I fucking screamed. And then I felt like a deep well of like, oh, no. Oh, no. Because I have never, I've been neutral, verging on negative when it comes to Paige DeSorbo this entire time. Like, I know she's a very good, she's really good at confessionals. Like, she's really good at narrating and telling a story and being clever and witty. I get it. But I just really didn't log with her. And, like, honestly, it's because I really don't like Hannah, I think. And I just like, ugh, what's going on here, you know? But she ate. She really ate that one thing. Like, yeah, why are you? Why are you here? And then she says in a confessional, I feel like Danielle is foaming at the mouth to say anything about Carl and Lindsay, but she can't because she knows what happened to her last year. So now it's like, oh, who can I pick apart now? Who's around? Oh, and here I am. So Amanda tells Paige she's very passionate about her opinion, and her opinion is the only opinion. And Paige says back in a confessional, please call Lindsay and get her to take back her friend. We made a mistake. We don't want her anymore. This has been too much. Damn. So then Amanda tells her, I might eat my words, but I kind of get where Lindsay was coming from last summer. And Paige goes, bro, I so get where Lindsay was coming from last summer. You know what? I'm seeing a side to her that I haven't seen before. And you're right. She's kind of fucking nutty. Now, time out here, because I was surprised to see online that people were kind of calling a Paige a loser for this and kind of being like, well, where was this energy for Danielle last summer? And I mean, listen, Lindsay was her bitch eating crackers. Like, she was very biased against her. They did not fuck with each other, didn't like with each other. So to me, like, is this hypocritical of Paige to be like in her realizing stuff era and being like, actually, I'm thinking that maybe Danielle should have not acted like that, and we should not have been on the floor with her holding her as she sobbed after that breakup with Lindsay. I don't know if that really like pisses me off. I was giggling. Am I part of the giggly squad now? Oh no. After that, the party gets popping. People are falling off each other's shoulders. Like, it's getting lit, okay? Kyle and Sierra and Lindsay seem to have, I don't know if planned is the right word, but they got in front of the house and there was a big light beam that they just like convulsed in front of. I don't know. Lindsay convulses so hard that her wig falls off. So she runs away. She manages to get her wig back on for this conversation with Carl at the end of the episode. And she's like, so what's up? Like, did you see me get abducted? And he's like, yeah, what was that? I don't know what was going on. Lindsay's definitely wasted, but not activated wasted. This is like happy, happy, good time girl, Lindsay. So she asks, so what's up? Like, is there anything to report? Which I feel like is a funny thing to say. It's really giving the impression that she does not want to talk to him and was having a great time, but production made them have this one-on-one conversation, which God bless. So Carl tells him, you know, I talked to Kyle for a bit. We were talking about this, and he holds up the non-alcohol can of Loverboy. And he says, we were talking about there being a world where I'm involved. And Lindsay goes, well, how do you feel about that? And he goes, I want to learn more about it. I told him I need to understand exactly what the arrangement is because, you know, I feel like I needed space from Loverboy. And Lindsay says, I understand it. It's almost like going through a breakup, right? You need time to heal and process. But, like, eventually you got to pick yourself up and move the fuck on. And so Carl says, I really want to pursue and look at some other things while I still can. And Lindsay says, well, you told me that you were hoping to have the plan to get a job by the end of the summer. And, like, we have 3 weeks until that. And I'm trying not to bug you. I'm trying real hard. So Carl says, you know, obviously I still think about it. Like, it's not like I wake up every morning and I'm like, yep, this is how I want to be. And Lindsay says, I know. But something that turns me on is when my man is out there, like, crushing life. Carl, that was it. That was it. And so he says, you don't think I'm crushing life? And Lindsay goes, no, I don't. And that's it. So Carl goes, well, I'm sorry you feel like that. And Lindsay goes, but you have to think, like, we're going into marriage. That is a contractually binding all of our assets together. And I don't know, like, if we have kids, if I'm going to want to stay at home and raise the kids because they need to suck on my nipple and they need a lot of attention. You know what I mean? I need to know that I have a partner that's also doing anything to bring any type of money, because for me, I need that security. So Carl says, well, if you want me to get a job, I'll go get a job. And Lindsay says, but even if that means moving on with Loverboy again, I just want it to be a priority for you to be making money for our future family. So Carl just looks down and goes, yeah. And then he says in a confessional, I understand that I have a partner who's a go-getter and she just wants the best for me. I just think she gets scared and fearful about getting married to somebody who doesn't have their career figured out. I'll give her that. But it's scary to have a partner that doesn't fully believe in you no matter what and think you're just going to figure out, I know I can do it. I just need my partner to believe that. And I don't know if she does. She doesn't, Carl. I can tell you for a fact she does not. She's telling you, I don't believe it. She's making it abundantly clear. Maybe she's not saying that explicitly, but she's pretty much, we're walking around it and we're pretty close to the sun. We're hovered real close. So listen, like, this is another chapter in y'all should be understanding each other. As much as Lindsay should be like, I have been knowing about this dude's very spotty work history and his tendency to, like, you know, dip out of being employed. There's that. It's like, you knew how this man was with regard to with jobs, but also, you know, like you just said, Carl, that she likes and is attracted to this sort of dude, a guy who's, like, you know, employed. And also, like, there's this third part of the fact that he is employed by Bravo and that he also is, like, an influencer. They basically have the same job. So, you know, there is that. So it's a lot. And that's why this show is great, because neither of y'all are right. Except for me. So Lindsay's like, well, I'm just asking you to figure it out a little bit quicker, like what you want in life. I'm just telling you what turns me on. And Carl goes, I understand what you're saying. Loud and clear. Whew. And, you know, to all the people who've been like, oh, this is weird that Carl's not having sex with Lindsay. I'm like, y'all, I'm seeing exactly why they don't want to have sex with each other. I feel like we're missing the part where Lindsay's very obvious saying, like, the way this man is moving is not attractive to me. I'm not into it. So I think it seems a little bit more equal than the public wants to admit. But, you know, let me take my white jeans off, okay? With that, you guys, thank you so much for listening. Thank me for speaking. Love you. Bye.